Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're kicking off a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. We're joined in studio first by District 2 Supervisor Randy Hanvelt. Supervisor Hanvelt, next thing I want to ask you about is the general plan update. That's a document that's going to go before the supervisors sometime over the coming months. You know, why do you see this as such an important document, and what are your observations in regards to the benefits of doing this update?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you that we're overdue on getting this done. And we're overdue because we had a false start. But this document dates back to 1996. And it is the foundation for development of any kind in the county, any kind of land use work. And our staff with our new CRA director and his assistant or deputy director and the staff underneath him has worked really hard. I have not been on the committee that has worked with them directly on this. You know, we only allow two, Brown Act and all that kind of thing. But I am really encouraged because, first of all, it's a much smaller document. It is readable by someone who isn't versed in public land use issues. You can read it and pretty much understand it. That's an important thing because it's easier for people to understand what they can and can't do and move forward on it. I'm thrilled about this. We're having public meetings on it right now. We're anxious to get input from the public and from knowledgeable people that might be developing things. We want to make this thing work. And like I say, it's overdue about a year, but that was because we had a false start. And I think this is going to be a really positive document. I can't say enough about David Gonzalez and Quincy Yaley and the team that work with them and the work they've put in to do this. So I'm very optimistic that this will be a tool to allow us to do some of the things we really, really need. Like, housing is a shortage. Everybody knows housing is a shortage. And workforce housing, affordable housing, market-based housing, rental housing, ownership housing, and this will help us do some of that a little quicker. And it's really important we get that done. It's a huge shortage of that. Rents are way too high. Housing is just unavailable in the county. And you need all of these things for economic development. You also need them to help solve some of this homeless problem that we have. I mean, you can't make people not homeless if you don't have places to put them. So that's where we are.
The last I heard from the county was the goal is to hopefully have it completed by the end of the year. Is that still kind of the tentative timeline?
Yes, it is. I believe the plan is to come to the Board of Supervisors for approval in December. And I'm hoping that really happens. It's important.
You know, specific just to District 2, are there road projects or infrastructure projects that you're keeping an eye on right now?
I'm always on road projects. Roads and road funding are a real issue, and they're an issue all over the county, not just District 2. I mean, last year we went at some significant risk, but we couldn't wait any longer. In my view, we'd waited too long to do two major projects in District 2. One was up on Kewin Mill where we'd had a washout. We got that done before weather happened. Thank you, Lord, for the help. And that road would have washed out. We'd have had people isolated. That it happened the year before, and we had to put in a temporary bridge. And the other one was there's an escape route from Upper Cedar Ridge that goes down to Old Oak Ranch and Sierra Outdoor School. That is a really important road. It is not county-owned. It is partially forest-owned. There's a far end, lower end is county-owned, and there's some private ownership. But that road was how we got people in and out and got equipment in to fight the Oak Fire. It's the escape route for Sierra Outdoor School. It's an escape route and an alternate route for people, anybody living off of Kewin Mill, because that road has flooded on a few occasions. Trees have come down, power lines have come down, and that's the only way in and out. And we got that to be workable again. I'm not done on that one because it isn't a hard surface that we can do it. I'm trying to get some grant money from USDA to try and do something on that. Those are examples. But we've got other roads around the county, Ferretti Road and Marsh's Flat and some others they're in severely damaged. FEMA has told us, you know, we're right behind you, but I'm afraid we're right behind you, but don't look back, because we're going at risk in doing engineering and preparing to do some work, and I'm afraid we're going to go at financial risk in order to get these done. These roads, it's not really an option to leave them unfinished. And this doesn't even talk about the normal maintenance of roads. We've got severe flood damage in the last 2 years on a number of our roads, and they just have to get fixed so people can get through. And then we have the normal issue of potholes. Roads are always an issue. They always will be an issue, but the conditions and the emergencies we've been in have put us really behind. And without the federal government and the state standing up and helping us, the state's been behind us pretty good with CDAA, California Disaster Assistance Act. But that leaves 25% for us, and our budget just doesn't have that money. So it's a challenge.
It's been one natural disaster after another in Tuolumne County, hasn't it?
Well, recently we terminated two of our natural disaster proclamations because we only have two operating right now, and I'm feeling a little short of disasters. Not really. That's kind of, but we've been under disaster continuously, multiple disasters since Rimfire. We had Rimfire, we had drought, we had storm damage, tree mortality, more storm damage, and we had a public health disaster because of the smoke from the Donnell fire. And these are all really serious things. By the way, I want to give a lot of credit to Bob Bernstein, who is our health officer, for declaring that health emergency. It needed to be done, and it set a precedent, and counties all over the state said, how did you do that? And so we sent copies off to them to do it. The state has been, all over the state has been suffering from heavy smoke issues, as we probably all know, but they all say, how did you do that, and what happened? Well, Bob Bernstein gets a lot of credit for that.
Next I want to ask you, too, is a little bit about economic development. Seems the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority has gotten some renewed interest recently in kind of operations and so forth. City of Sonora has talked about looking into whether they want to continue that. You know, economic development right now in the TCEDA, what are kind of your observations?
I have always said, if you're not investing in your future, you don't have one. Economic development is our future. We stagnated for a number of years for lots of reasons. I mean, the federal economy, national economy, and the California economy were all in the dinks not that long ago. Now they're improving. We lag economic prosperity in the rural counties. We're starting to see some of that. But so I read the grand jury report, and I didn't personally do the investigations. I'm not on the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority board. But look, some of those things were bothersome, but they were all procedural process things, and they could be fixed. You have to look at what you want the result to look like. And I will have to tell you that a number of things happened in this county that I don't think would have happened, certainly not as quickly would have happened, without Larry Cope and the work he has done. I'll give you a simple example. Look at the building we used to call the Mervyn's building. Many people have forgotten it was even there. That was a big building. Getting somebody to fill that slot had to be immensely difficult. So Larry Cope somehow brokered, engineered, and played matchmaker with three separate companies and the landlord to divide that building up. A four-party negotiation has to be infinitely harder, maybe not infinitely, but 20 times harder than a two-party negotiation, getting all those people agree. And look at the tax money that's brought into the city of Sonora. That was a great idea. He did the same thing with the old Blockbuster building and getting people to move in, Panda Express and others. You need a creative guy that knows how to do that. Now, Whether you like Larry Cope or not, it's the results that make the difference. I believe that we are much better off in this county because we've had an economic development authority. I think we'd have had some empty buildings a lot longer without him, because he works on it all the time. I happen to know, because I talk to him regularly, that he is already working on trying to get somebody to fill the Orchard Supply. Whether that'll happen or not, I don't know. But he was on it before it was publicly announced. The guy is connected, and it's important he do things. I really hope that the city of Sonora doesn't move away from jointly doing economic development. I don't want to compete with the city of Sonora on economic development, and I don't think that's appropriate, and I think that's what things could degenerate to. I think we need to move forward and recognize that economic development is regional and is certainly countywide. The right thing to do. We need to focus on growing our economy, growing jobs, creating the demand for some housing so maybe we can get some built, and solving some of our problems together.
You take one more break. We're talking with Supervisor Randy Hanvelt on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We are in the midst kicking off a five-part series speaking with the individual county supervisors. Next week's show will feature District 5 Supervisor Carl Rodifer. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.